SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Rocking with you here. 844-843-6879 is the number. As we have college football, all the picks, all the preview this hour, lots of games to get into. Many call a down week in college football. I do not see that at all. Don't see anything about a down week. That's for sure. Mike Carver with you along with the encyclopedia of college football. And that is, of course, go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. Huh? Great week of college football. Absolutely right. Big weekend. Rivalry weekend. Tennessee, Florida, Colorado, yeah. Colorado State.
A couple rivalry games on the board. That's for sure.
You better get into it.
Oh, I'm into it. There's a lot of games that I like this week. I think there's a lot of interesting things that are on the board, especially with some big teams going on the road in conference to maybe some lesser opponents. I do think that there's a couple of interesting spots for some teams. You have some weather in a couple of those games, especially in the Northeast. So I think we'll find it. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, 844-843-6879 is the number. This hour, all the college football picks and preview for Saturday. I mean, it is all happening. All right, Joe, I think we should start, like you said, in terms of what's the biggest game of the week, there's not one that maybe sticks out as bigger than the rest. I guess you would have to say, because of the rivalry at Tennessee and Florida, Joe, would you say, yep. I guess that's yes, the main that's, attraction
to
for
me
Saturday?
For me.
To you it is. I don't disagree with you, I think. You know how I always like to do these things with you. I look at it from a what game is the most attractive, would draw the, you know, the common fan in for them to watch. And I do think that in under the lights in the swamp, Tennessee and Florida, Saturday night, 7 o'clock East, would definitely be that one, Joe, which right now Tennessee road favorite minus 6.5, 56.5 is the total.
Yeah, again, we talked about it in terms of this is a big win if they could get it for Florida and Billy Napier, right? You know, Tennessee's sort of under the radar, 2-0. They struggle with Austin Peay. Joe Milton playing well, not playing elite, though. He's not playing where Hendon Hooker was last year. We talked about the difference, more balance this year, rushing and passing for just over 200 yards. Tennessee struggling with third down conversions. Last year, they were more pass-heavy, more explosive. Without Jalin Hyatt in that offense, it's different. Napier's 5-2 last 2 years against the number as an underdog. Front seven playing well, only 75 rushing yards allowed. I think they're alive this weekend. I took them. I'm plus the 7. Now, I took it earlier in the week, but also would take it at 6.5 here.
Now, they've won 16 out of 18 straight up, the Gators.
Yeah, I mean, think about this. They have won 4 of the last 5. They lost 38-33 last year but covered the 11.5-point number. It was a series completely dominated by Tennessee up until a couple of years ago.
Well, right. Last year, obviously, Heupel comes in, and that was a big year for Tennessee. Well, yeah, 2 years ago. But last year is when he really got the team rolling, and they won. And even that was a close game, Joe, 38-33.
Right.
The game a year ago.
Well, they were up 8. They were up 18 and they were up double digits and then Anthony Richardson.
Garbage time Anthony Richardson stuff. But still, Joe, I mean, Tennessee wins 38-33 in this game and we're covering again. I mean, I think
the only we got to rely on Graham Mertz. That's
well, and I know you can't stand him, and for good reason. He's just not very good. He let me down. I backed him, obviously. Did I back him in the Florida game to start in the Utah game to start the year? I'm pretty sure that I did.
You did.
And he let me down. He was an absolute hump. So I really don't want to go to this guy. But I'm taking the points too, Joe. I'm going to take the 6.5. And it's probably an over, right? I don't think Tennessee's as good as last year. I also don't think Florida's as good as last year. But like you said, can this guy Napier give a big performance here at some point?
He could be dead man walking if he doesn't win this game.
I said to you the other night, he's going to be on your hot seat list next year.
You're probably right. I mean, they go to 1-2 overall. I mean, that's not good. They ran for 323 last week, 327 over McNeese State. You got to hope that they can run the football. Just a little, right?
Just a little would be nice.
Just a
little bit. So it sounds like we're both in agreement here. We're both
taking Florida.
We're both taking the Gators with the points, and I think you're with me on the over, too, right?
Yeah, I don't know about the over. Because I think Florida has to run it. More. They have to get into an uglier game.
Next, the other one I want to do here before this is the other SEC game, which is Georgia and South Carolina. Now, Georgia has had basically scrimmages the first couple weeks. Right? I mean, they haven't played even a semblance of a competitive game yet. So this will be really their... They haven't, Joe. I mean, let's be fair. Will they play Ball State in the second game and some Nassau Community College in the first game? I don't even remember who they played in the first game.
They played Tennessee Martin.
Sure. I mean, whatever. And they didn't cover either game. Fat numbers. They didn't cover either game. So now they're laying, and this has gone down to 26.5. It was 27.5 for most of the week. And 54.5 is the total. Now, they pounded them last year, 48-7. They beat them by 27 2 years ago in Athens, 40-13. But here's what I keep going back to in this game, Joe. South Carolina's played a competitive game with North Carolina, even though they lost. And they have the better quarterback.
They do.
And I think I want to get almost four touchdowns with the better quarterback in the game.
Absolutely. They're averaging 408 yards per game, South Carolina. It's going to come down to the rushing attack for Georgia. Because I talked about it. First game against Tennessee Martin, $1.59. Last week, 99. Why is that important? Because if they can't run the football, that puts the pressure on Carson Beck and should allow South Carolina to be in this ballgame. Like we mentioned, 45-0 since 2016. Every time Georgia pounds the rock for over 200. FCS and FBS opponents. Just against FBS opponents, they're 41-0, have won by 28.8 points per game. Last year, they were 8-0, won by 27.5 points per game. Hey. They need the running attack tomorrow.
They can have the running attack. I hope that they run the ball the whole game, and then the clock just winds down, and we cover the 26.5. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back. More college football previews and picks next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us. All right, Joe. Penn State hits the road for the first time this season, and they open their Big Ten schedule. First road game for Drew Aller also, as they go to Champaign. 14.5 for the Nittany Lions. 48.5 is the total.
Brett Bielema.
Yeah.
The big belly. The big chest and the big belly. Brett Bielema. I think he's going to have this offense humming on Saturday. Defense sucks. But I think Luke Altmyer and that offense can move their average of 4.8 yards per rush. You know, it's the first Big Ten game. It's the chance to erase that loss in Lawrence last week. They fell behind, 34-7 before they actually woke up. Penn State, I know, was dominant. I know Drew Aller's better than Clifford, but it's his first career Big Ten road start. Give me the Illini to keep it within the number.
Wow. Stunning. I thought for sure. I mean, you're usually very emotional when it comes to Penn State. And that surprises me, Joe. I'll tell you what I like in this game. I like the
there's
under.
A look ahead, too, Carver. I was on deck for Penn State next week.
Yeah, I mean, like this.
You don't care. You know.
I'm not as big on that stuff.
You're not?
I mean, it's Iowa. I mean, come on.
Okay.
Right? It's not like they're playing Ohio State next week or Michigan. I mean, it's Iowa. So I like under 48.5. And they might cover, they might not. I'm just going to stick with that for this game. This line in the Kansas State-Missouri game, Joe, has been going downward towards Missouri. -3.5 now for Kansas State. Total is 48.5. This game, Joe, this is a noon East kickoff. Are they playing this game at Missouri campus, Joe, or is this at where are they playing this game?
I think it's at Missouri campus.
Yes, it is. It's at Memorial Stadium. So there you go. It's at Memorial Stadium for Mizzou. So yes, it's in Columbia. I kind of like Missouri.
Me too, but I don't love it. It's Drinkwitz. We know it's
the numbers
sucks.
Moving. The numbers been moving to Missouri all week.
I know. So what are you saying? We go with the sharps.
Yeah. The Razor play of the week, Joe. The Missouri Tigers.
The Razor play. We're gonna cut you up with this pick.
What was the final of this game last year?
Last year?
Didn't they play last year?
Play last year? No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
All right. Then maybe it was a couple of years ago they played.
Hang on. They didn't play last year. Oh, they did. They won 40-12.
There you go. I knew there was a game last year.
It was second week, too. I was thinking, yeah, I'm out of it right now.
You're out of it, indeed. 40-12, they played.
That was the game Martinez broke out for a big day.
In the Little Apple, 40-12. Yeah, I'm with Missouri here, Joe, at their place this year.
You like them a lot, huh?
Yeah, I do. I said it.
It's just so tough. Every time I back Missouri, they let me down.
Understandable.
Could their defense contain the rushing attack? I have to believe they can to a degree, right?
I think so, too. I think their defense can do that.
They're holding, right now, averaging and allowing only 54 rushing yards per game. But you don't like Brady Cook.
I don't. And I don't like Drinkwitz.
So that's why you're taking him?
I just got a feeling.
All right, good luck. It must be a short play.
Nope, I didn't. I haven't. No, nobody's been pointing in my direction, Joe, if you know what I mean. Nobody's been pointing in my direction. Florida State. Now, this, you know, you brought this up the other day as a look ahead. Number 3 Florida State heads to Chestnut Hill and the Fighting Bluets, where they're laying 24.5. This was, what, 27 early in the week, Joe?
Yeah, but a lot of people like Boston College. I just can't.
46.5 the total.
I need to ask you something.
Sure.
Why do you think people like Boston College?
I think it's just a pure, they've looked at the weather, and they think that, you know, they just, I guess they believe that this is going to be a bit of a slop, this game. But, Joe, as you get a little closer to kickoff, will there be wind? Yes. There's a chance that the rain is all moved out, even by that noon East kick.
Okay, let me ask you something.
Sure.
You know I picked against them week one with Northern Illinois. Was I right?
Yes.
They barely beat Holy Cross last week.
I agree.
And they're allowing over 200 rushing yards per game. They allow close to 300 with Holy Cross.
Yeah.
Florida State can run it, even if they don't throw it. Florida State has a very heavy offensive line. I'm not taking.
I am not. I know I was trying to poke you a little bit with it yesterday.
I'm not touching it.
I'm not. I am not. Now, there's something in this game that I'm on, but it is not. I am not taking BC with the 24.
Florida State ran for 306 yards against Southern Miss. They could win this game 55-10.
I think they could win the game 38-0. If you get my drift.
You're on the I mean, come, I, you know
if
what?
You get my drift.
Switch. I don't like many favorites tomorrow, but I might have to lay it.
Okay,
is it
go
the
ahead
Red
and lay
Bandana
it.
Game?
I have no idea. I don't
I
know what
it is.
What, I don't know anything about that. LSU hits the road in the SEC to Stark Vegas, Mississippi State. LSU laying 9.5 on the road. 53.5 is the total.
I told you, they've won 4 of the last 5, the last 2 by 9 points per game. Jaden Daniels is hot. The offense is very balanced, 200 on the ground, 300 through the air, and Mississippi State gave up over 300 yards to Delora and got pushed to the limit against Arizona. Brian Kelly, 27-12 straight up on the road or on a neutral field since 2017. And Zach Arnett is a good D coordinator. We still don't know if he's a good head coach. Give me Kelly in a route.
This just seems like the type. Like, Kelly gonna really gonna lose this game, and I don't know. These are the type of games that Kelly usually,
boat
you know,
races.
He takes care of business. I don't know about boat races. Boat races is strong, but
if it's 17, it's boat race in Stark Vegas. Don't start. I mean, come on, they're laying 10. They win by 17. That's almost 3 scores. That's a boat race. But they got to win by 40. Here we go. He's starting to think about it. Rationalize.
I'm trying to.
You know what? Going back to that Florida State game, that might be a best bet.
Go ahead, Joe. Call the audible. Yeah, you're at the line. You're making a check. At
Blue
the line.
Rhino, Blue Rhino.
Hot route. Hot route. Hot route.
I said
hot
it.
Route.
I said it.
We'll find out those best bets in a little bit here. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. Let's rip through a lot of these here because then we're going to do the picks in the next segment. This is the Trucker Larry special. You're going to lay the 19.5 with Wisconsin against Georgia Southern and Clay Helton?
No. No.
No. You're going after him.
No, I'm saying if I wouldn't lay it, I would take it. But, again, I'm not sold on Wisconsin in this game. Are you?
No.
I mean, they go west. I mean, basically, all their off-season accolades and goals are out the window.
Yeah.
You know, college football, dark horse, contender, chopped.
Chopped.
Big Ten West, no Jomo now, even though they haven't played a conference game.
They can get themselves ready for the, you know, some random bowl on December the 20th.
The Duke's Mayo
like
Bowl,
that.
Maybe.
That's where they'll be. Irish laying 5 touchdowns against the Chippewas in South Bend.
Now, look, I would only take the Chippewas with
Jimmy Mack, huh? You're gonna take it with Jimmy Mack, 34.5.
Well, they got Ohio State on deck, however. You think they want to win this game by 35?
You wouldn't look at
maybe,
stuff.
Maybe Hartman throws for 4 touchdowns in the first half and leaves. I mean, come on. No?
Maybe.
I'm not touching that game. You got Ohio State on deck, man. Come on.
Drake May laying 6.5 at home against P.J. Fleck rowing the boat with Minnesota.
I love this game. First of all.
Now, this is the best bet for you, right? So.
No, it's not.
Okay, I thought Minnesota would have made your card.
Well, I got to take it with the Friday night spread. It's under a tutty right now.
Yes.
So I got it at 7.5.
Here's what, is that making you scared now? What, you know,
not
we wouldn't take it at 6.5? You think they're going to win outright?
No, but for once I see how many mushes are actually on it, I start to
again.
I dial it back.
Mushes.
There's a couple of games I love. and those I stick with. And then on Friday, when I see how many mushes actually like my picks, because I put out the picks on Monday and others wait until the end of the week, wink, wink, you know, okay. then I see how many mushes are on one side and I dial back the picks a little bit. But, you know, getting back with Minnesota, Fleck is 11-6-2 against the number over the last 4 years as a road team. Steps up on the road. He's a good road coach. They pounded the rock for over 250 against Eastern Michigan, and North Carolina could not stop the run against Joey Aguilar and App State. So, you know, what do you get? You got a contrast in styles. If Minnesota can run, they're going to be in the ballgame. I like them plus the 6.5 now. I still like it, but, you know, again, we'll see if it makes the best bet card.
Alabama is going to turn to Tyler Buckner on Saturday. Great. In Tampa.
That's awesome.
USF, so Milroe out.
That's a best bet for you.
Tyler, but not anymore. Scratched off the card. I've
Why?
Seen enough of Tyler Buckner. You think I'm going to let him rip up another ticket on me? God bless him. They probably will win by 50. I ain't getting involved with Tyler Buckner. I've been down that road enough. I don't need to be a
Come
part
on,
of him.
Come on, Mikey.
You laying it with Tyler Buckner?
No, I'm not touching the game. I told
you
the line opened up at 35.5. It's down to 31.5. This could be the double-double.
Back up to 33.
Yeah, but this is the double-double. Everybody that lost money on Alabama is going to double down this week. Think of all those
Probably.
Mushes. Think of all those. Oh, they're playing South Florida.
Next, Joe. You like the Beavers covering 24.5 with the Aztecs in Corvallis?
I'm on the Aztecs and I'm taping the game because I want to see how it looks in Corvallis. I'm taping the game.
Taping the game.
Yep. You don't like that, right?
No, that's all
First
right.
First of all,
tape the game, you tape the game.
Now, San Diego State, not the same rushing attack. On paper, it says they're rushing for .177, but that happened when they played Idaho State. They rushed for like .370, so it skews the statistics. They played Ohio. They played UCLA. They lost and didn't cover against the Bruins, but their secondary is holding opposing quarterbacks to 52% completion percentage, 4-6 turnovers and interceptions, and you got DJU that played San Jose State and UC Davis. They got to win by 3 touchdowns and a field goal, and even another field goal. Not happening. I'm taking San Diego State and Hoke.
Wow. I can't believe it.
Why?
No, I could see it, I guess. I could see it, Joe. I see it.
You're so high on this Oregon State team. I mean, like seriously, you want to talk about drinking the Kool-Aid.
Oh, I'm all in on them.
They got you singing Kumbaya in the corner, and, you know, what are you doing?
I'm all in. No doubt.
You're praying at 10:30 before the start of kickoff? What are you doing? They really lured you into this cult.
Is Terry a best bet for you? I'm
no,
going to pass by it unless
bet.
It's a, okay, so
no,
36.5, you're taking Terry
like
UL
him.
Monroe in College Station.
Here's the thing. I mean, Jimbo has to paste him, doesn't he?
It'd be nice if he pasted somebody. Yeah, I mean. You're wavering now.
I'm not. I mean, I Terry in these games, you know he plays these guys tough. Former assistant, it's his former quarterback. He's probably gunning for him. Terry could be smelling blood in the water. He's a complete money. All he does is win your money. You know that.
I know.
You want to take him with 5 tutties?
I mean, if I was playing this game, I would take Terry.
Terry has some big wins under his belt when he was at Akron. He beat Pittsburgh. Okay, he beat Northwestern. He almost knocked off Rich Rod and Michigan when he was there. He was down. He almost knocked off Tennessee. I mean, he's played the big boys tough. Well, here we go. You always discount me. Just
I don't discount you. I just said if I was playing the game, I would take Terry. I mean, what more can I say?
I said it.
Penix laying 16.5 in East Lansing.
I'm taking
Sparty.
The points. Isn't this a Fugazi line? I mean, think about this for a second. They got waxed by Penix last year, and that was with Peyton Thorne, and that was with, you know, their former head coach Mel Tucker, and, you know, all the pieces. They got absolutely spanked. Now Mel Tucker is on suspension. They have no quarterback, really. No real rushing attack, and they're only catching 17 in a revenge spot. You don't think
I'm
that's
odd? I'm laying it with Penix. Laying it with Penix.
You got the fly swatter. I'm just going to beat him down. Give me the billy club.
I think a really good game in the Sun Belt between James Madison and Troy. It's worth mentioning.
All right, so what do you want to do? I'm on
James Madison.
Why did you attach yourself to this?
Because I think they're the best team in that conference, and I'm annoyed that they can't win it. Are we holding firm on UNLV against Vandy? Or have you found some loophole there?
With what? With Vandy? Because they're 0-3 against the number?
I'm saying, are we still solid? We said the other day that we were going to take UNLV. Are we still solid on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a best bet, but I would definitely, you know.
Okay. You're not very confident in it anymore. Doesn't sound
well. It's Vandy. I mean, are you ever confident in Vandy? I mean, you know, they could strike. I mean, are you that bought into UNLV? They played well against Michigan last week, but again, that was Michigan. They're going to get up for Vandy?
Syracuse visits Purdue.
I like Cuse.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Everybody on Purdue.
Yeah, why are the dogs at home? Why? Syracuse sucks. Why, I don't understand. Why? Now, they played some crazy game in Syracuse last year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, last year. It went down to the wire.
That's very bizarre.
Why?
Because Purdue's better than Syracuse. Now I'm not going near that game. I got nothing to do with that game.
Well, I would lay it with Syracuse.
That's surprising to hear you say that. Ole Miss going to cover to 17.5 against Georgia Tech?
Love the game. I'm laying it. Okay. Now, Ole Miss against the number the last 4 years at home, 11-13 and four or two against the number. That's terrible. But Georgia Tech can't stop the run. They gave up 219 last week. They have no sacks on the year. How are they going to get to Jackson Dart? And Ole Miss has Bama on deck. I think they run it right down their face. I love Ole Miss. And the fact that this line opened up at 20.5 and it's down to 17.5, I'll take it any day of the week. Could be a best bet.
This Arkansas game's moved too to 8.5,
yeah,
huh?
Nah, you know what upsets me? I did game time decisions this week. It was 45.5. They jumped it up to 47.5 now.
Wow.
I love the over in that game. Love it.
We'll give the college football picks for week number 3 next when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe, it is time for the Carver and Lisi college football selections for week number 3. Last week, Joe, 3-4, 9-9 overall on the season.
Should have been 4-3.
I was 5-2.
Lucky.
13-5 overall on the season. So we're out to a little bit of a hot start here to get the season going. First pick for college football Saturday for you, Joe. What do you got?
I'm going to Stark Vegas, baby. We talked about it, the dominance of LSU. Four of the last five, won two straight by 9 points per game. It's all Jaden Daniels. It's all Brian Kelly. They're my family. Out in Baton Rouge, LSU rolls, and I mean rolls, 17-plus Saturday afternoon against the Bulldogs. They absolutely roll.
Well, if that's where you want to start, I guess I'll start there as well. I know we don't like when this happens, but when we both like a game, we both like a game. That was first on my card as well, Joe. LSU minus the 9.5. I just think there's a lot of things that lean towards LSU in this game. And I'm with you. I think they roll. Maybe roll may be strong, but I think that they, at the end, pull away, and they're comfortably going to be above this 9.5. So me and you both with LSU as our first pick to start things off. Well, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, Joe. Next.
I don't know, but I have four SEC picks, so call me Joey SEC. I'm down to Oxford. I was on the Ole Miss last week. They gave me a little heart palpitation, but they pulled it out. They're playing a team that I think they could absolutely steamroll. Georgia Tech can't stop the run. Love Ole Miss. I don't care the numbers favor the Yellow Jackets. Ole Miss with Alabama on deck. This offense is humming now with Jackson Dart. They win this ball game by 40 at home. Laying 17.5, 18. I'll give you the updated line. I'm laying it. Get your popcorn ready. Ole Miss in a rout over the Yellow Jackets.
Wow. Ole Miss in a rout over the Yellow Jackets. All right, Joe. Where do I want to go next for you here? Let's go to the backyard brawl. How about that? Of course, last year they got back together for the first time in over 10 years, and they played a wild and crazy 38-31 game. Now they're going to Morgantown. And you want to know what, Joe? I think we get another wild and crazy game. Over 47.5. Pittsburgh and West Virginia. I don't think either team is that good. And that will probably help factor in to some cheap touchdowns, busted play touchdowns. Let's get some points, Joe. Over 47.5 in the backyard brawl.
You know what the biggest atmosphere is on a Saturday night? It's down in the swamp in Jacksonville, right? Gainesville, right in that area. Billy Napier needs a win, doesn't he? He needs a win in a desperate way. He's catching 6.5. I think his front seven could stop the run. And I'm not sold that Jersey Joe Milton is as good as Hendon Hooker was. Road spot, SEC crowd, Gators playing under the lights. I think they're going to run it. Run it at will on Tennessee. I'll take the 6.5. Thank you. Outright. Over the Volunteers.
Wow. Joey SEC here so far. Joey SEC. All right, Joe. I'm going to uncork this one. We haven't actually discussed this game at all this hour, but we've talked about it plenty this week. The Rocky Mountain Showdown out in Boulder for Colorado and Colorado State. Not going to lie, Joe. I had no interest in playing this game for most of the week. But the Deion stuff with Jay Norvell has now drawn me in. And I think that Deion, also knowing, Joe, that this is kind of the last week that he's going to get to potentially flex a little bit with Oregon and USC coming up down the road here. So I think this is the last big spot for Colorado to put themselves on display with a big number, and I think they do that. I like the team total, too, but I'm going to also lay 23.5. Colorado smokes Colorado State, and you can blame Jay Norvell for all of it.
Well, guess what? I'll stick in Colorado. Because I like Colorado State before, and I love them now.
Oh, and I'm glad
they sucked you in, guy. They suck. They sucked you in with that line. It's hanging under 24. You know what? I think Jay Norvell knows something. I'll tell you what. He better know something, and he better saw something on tape that could exploit that Colorado defense that's absolutely atrocious. I know Shedeur Sanders. I know Travis Hunter. I love Deion. I love primetime. I used to be a huge Florida State backer back with Bobby Bowden and Prime. But this is a different animal. Not just that. It's a rivalry game. There's a potential look ahead with Bo Nix and Oregon on deck. And, oh, by the way, Colorado State had a very, I want to say, untypical bye week right after the loss to Washington State. They've had an extra week of preparation. I think that matters. They're going to run it, and they're going to slow down the tempo. They might not win, but this could be the biggest upset should they win it outright. Plus the 23.5, you got everybody. The sous chef, you got the architect, all picking Colorado. Give me Colorado State on the road.
Another big number for me, but this time I'm going to be taking the points. Western Michigan, Joe, visiting Iowa. Now, Iowa doesn't score a lot of points. They just don't. Iowa in these non-conference games, Joe, go look the last couple years. They don't blow these teams out. They never do. Even Utah State earlier this year. Western Michigan sucks. I am not going to deny that. But I'm getting just over 4 touchdowns here, 28.5. I got a feeling, Joe, if I could just get a touchdown out of the Broncos, if I could just get one touchdown out of the Broncos, I'm forcing Iowa to score 36 points, which is not something that they do. You also have Iowa looking ahead. Didn't you tell me earlier looking ahead to Penn State next week? So they'll win the game, but maybe they're just going to be content with running it and getting out of there in the second half. 28.5 for me with the Broncos of Western Michigan.
All right, we talked about it. You know I love Penn State, baby, right? I love them. But one thing I love even more is double digits as a home underdog, and that's where Big Belly, Brett Bielema, and the Fighting Illini are. I tell you what, Brett loves his beer, and I don't care because he gets his teams ready, especially when it's Big Ten play. Luke Altmaier has always played well this year. I love his mobility. They're averaging 4.8 yards per carry. I think Altmaier, his rushing total is 29.5. Reggie Love, I think he gets some yards. It's Drew Aller's first career Big Ten road start. I think that's a potential factor. Penn State much better at home than they are on the road. I'm not suggesting the Illini win, but this could be an ugly type of Big Ten game. Both teams look to run it. I know the Illini defense sucks, but give me Illinois plus the 14.5 to keep it close.
Wow, Illinois plus the 14.5. I'm going to go to another noon kick as well, Joe, and it's going to be in Chestnut Hill. Florida State and Boston College. 24.5. It's a big number. Boston College is pathetic. We do have some weather, though, Joe, and by weather, we have a lot of wind. Got to look ahead, as you like to say. Florida State's playing Clemson next week. They're not going to like these conditions up in Massachusetts. But Boston College is awful. I could see this game be 31-0 FSU. And they just get themselves a nice fat lead, kind of like what Miami did to Bethune-Cookman the other night on Thursday, and just roll that clock away. BC might not even score. Under, Joe, 46.5. FSU and BC with the wind in play and Boston College not scoring at all. Under 46.5 for me.
You want a total? I'll give you a total, guy. I wasn't going to do it, but this is an audible. All right, for the sake of the show, I'm going to give you a total. I was going to go with South Carolina, but you know what? South Carolina, well, all right, you know what? I'll give you the total next time. We'll keep it with South Carolina because I like them. I think they got the quarterback in Spencer Rattler completing 83% of his passes. Hasn't turned the football over. South Carolina averaging 408 yards through the air. I think that's the difference. Carson Beck, again, first SEC start. Their rushing attack for Georgia is not there just yet. A 159 week one, 99 last week. That's not going to get it done against South Carolina. I like South Carolina to be in this ball game from start to finish, even though Georgia's won 3 straight by 32.3 points per game.
Wow, how about that? Joe getting involved here.
SEC.
With South Carolina. I was going to also take them, but I'll audible off of South Carolina. I do like them a lot. But I've got some other stuff I like too, Joe. First Big 12 game for the Houston Cougars. Dana Holgorsen and the crew have TCU coming in. You know what, Joe? I don't think TCU's that good this year. They might win this game. But I think that Houston's going to give them everything they want at home, opening their Big 12 campaign. And I'm getting just over a touchdown. Houston, Joe, and Dana Holgorsen plus the 7.5 at home against TCU.
Donovan Smith. Donovan.
That's right.
You know who I love more than Donovan Smith? KJ Jefferson. KJ Jefferson right now completing 73% of his passes, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions, right? Guess what? KJ Jefferson last year, you want to know what he did against BYU last year? Can I tell you?
Sure.
All right. Completed 72% of his passes, 357 yards, and 5 touchdowns. That game last year, 52-35 in Provo. Okay? The game now is in Fayetteville, 47.5. Are you kidding me? 47. Give me over. Over. BYU and Arkansas. The only bad thing about that, it's a 7 o'clock kick, and I want to see shadows in Fayetteville. Goals! Woo! So piggy!
Over 47.5, Arkansas and BYU. I like that one as well, Joe. I'm finishing with an over as well. Texas lit it up last week against Alabama. I thought that Ewers was outstanding. This Wyoming team already has a big win under their belt at home, albeit against Texas Tech, and they scored some points that night, Joe. Now they go to Austin. It's 48.5. I honestly believe Texas, after the confidence of last week, they can get this number by themselves. I don't care how good Wyoming is defensively. Maybe Wyoming will even chip in a little bit. Over 48.5, Joe, Texas and Wyoming for me.
I like it. I like it.
Over the 48.5. So there you go. The week 3 Carver and Lisi college football picks, Joe. I am on LSU minus 9.5, FSU and BC under 46.5, Colorado minus the 23.5, Backyard Brawl over 47.5, Houston plus the 7.5 at home, and Western Michigan plus 28.5, and the over 48.5, Wyoming and Texas. Joe, you will give the recap when we come back for your side. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, and we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe, quickly recap your picks for week number 3.
I'm going to do it for Booby Miles. I'm taking LSU minus the 9.5, Ole Miss minus the 17.5, Florida plus the 6.5. I'm taking Colorado State plus the 23.5, South Carolina plus the 26.5, Florida plus the 6.5, and over BYU, Arkansas 47.5.
There you go. The week 3 college football picks on Carver and Lisi. All right, Joe, rapid fire.
Yeah, hang on. Also, did I put in Illinois plus the 14.5?
Yes, Illinois plus the 14.5. Yeah, I think you did.
Okay.
Rapid fire. You still in the over 58.5 Kansas and Nevada late night?
Yes, that's the bailout game. Them and Colorado State now for me.
New Mexico minus the 2.5 at home against New Mexico State.
We're laying it. We agreed on that yesterday,
yes,
didn't we?
Yes, we're laying it. We're going to lay it. I saw Kentucky's gone under in like 13 of their last 15 games or something like
them.
That.
They are ugly. They are ugly. They're an ugly play every time they play.
Michigan hasn't covered any of these fat numbers yet. It's 40.5 against Bowling Green.
Yeah, wait until Big Ten play starts. Then they start covering.
Okay, so you like the 40.5 with the Falcons?
What do you mean? What Falcons?
You like Bowling Green? Green.
I'm not touching that game. No, I was on the over last week, 49.5. I thought Michigan could get it on their own, and they left me high and dry, cost me a parlay.
All right, Joe, let's have a big weekend.
Let's roll.
Big
let's do
weekend.
It.
Big weekend here. Great job by Matthias Berbel. He's going to tweet out the UFC picks, too. Matthias has the UFC picks. Great job, Joe, as always. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets this weekend. We'll see you back Monday here. Oh! on the grid.